Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, today we're going to get an update on the Rock Hill United Local Relief Fund, and we have with us the mayor of our fine city, Rock Hill, Mayor John Geddes, and his able-bodied assistant, the lady who makes it all happen, Jennifer Wilford, who is the Director of Housing and Neighborhood Services. So how are you all today?
Good as always for a Monday, Manning.
Doing well, thank you.
So, Jennifer, I want you to tell everybody a little bit about yourself, if you would. Yeah, I forgot to tell you I was going to do this.
So I'm the Director of Housing and Neighborhood Services for the City of Rock Hill.
You've had that job for how long now?
I've had this job for about 4.5 years now.
Uh-huh.
I've been with the city for a little over 18 years.
Wow.
In economic development,
and housing
management.
And Housing and Urban Neighborhood Services does basically what?
So what I like to say is we do a little bit of a lot of things.
Ah.
So in HNS, we run an inspections division where we take a look at code compliance across the city. We have our neighborhood empowerment division, which is exactly that. We serve as the liaison between neighborhoods and the city to help people navigate through any issues that they have. And then we have our development division where we offer rehabilitation programs,
oh, yeah,
first-time home buyer programs. We do new construction. We do rental housing. And then we take on special projects like Unite as they are needed.
Yeah. And you recently got some funding for some new housing projects, correct?
We did. Last year, we got just under $3 million from South Carolina State Housing to construct 6 units of affordable housing in Sunset Park.
Right.
This spring, through Rock Hill City Council, we just went through a rezoning process, and we're working on a grant application for 28 additional units in the Catawba Terrace, formerly Rock Hill Homes area of Rock Hill.
Good. Good for you. So, he is a legend, isn't he? I mean,
he is.
Maybe in my own mind.
In your own mind.
That.
The fine mayor of Rock Hill. We won't go back there through chapter and verse on your background.
Thank you. Sooner or later, it's going to get out.
Sooner or later, it's going to get out. But this idea of the Rock Hill United, tell me some background. Where did this all come from?
Well, some of it started right here on this show, Manny. I believe you were interviewing the city manager 2 months ago and started talking about what other communities might be doing. Mm-hmm. About the same time, I had a similar kind of conversation with the city manager about how I felt like we as a community, with good sponsors and partners like we have in our community that want to see all of our people get opportunities, that we could do a very good job in Rock Hill given the chance. So, you know, conversations like that, and of course, Mr. Vihan did what he does so well, is he identified the right senior staff person that could make something like this come to fruition, and Jennifer is sitting at the table to talk about our early successes and the successes that will keep coming from this project. So, like most everything in Rock Hill's history that's been really good and done a lot of great things, this was born from people just talking to each other and talking about what we can do. Not, you know, there are two kinds of politicians I've heard someone say in life, those that work to get to yes and those that work to get to no. And Rock Hill's been blessed with a lot of great people who work to get to yes.
We don't want to be like Washington, D.C., where they work to get to no day in and day out, and they all have PhDs in it. Isn't it amazing? All right, sidetrack. So the money for this, this program is designed to help people who have been hurt by this whole pandemic, whether it be utility bills, whether it be my business has gotten crunched because nobody's coming through the front door, or I've had to shut down. Is that basically it, Jennifer?
Yeah, it's really across the board, because I think as we were talking about this, there's no one that hasn't been impacted. Yeah. So the program was really designed to address all of those. And additionally, we've got the Community Development Block Grant funds to assist those service agencies that are out there in the trenches who have also been impacted in lots of ways. So donations are down because, again, people have been hit in their pocketbooks. Therefore, it's harder to make donations. But also, they've seen decreases in volunteers, so nonprofits have been hurt in a lot of ways, and so the fourth pot, as we like to call it, that we made available was for those community service agencies to keep doing the good work that they're doing that we know is needed more than ever in the community.
So we have a couple of different pots of money, is that what we've got?
We do, yes. So we've got the residential utility assistance, which is $250,000 that the Rock Hill City Council allocated. The commercial utility assistance, which is an additional $250,000, also allocated by Rock Hill City Council. And then there's the commercial loan program. And so this is where we're hoping you can really help us get the word out, because we do want to see more applicants come in. The Rock Hill City Council allocated $500,000 into this loan pool, basically, that is being administered by Community Works. And then I will let the mayor talk about the good work that he's done in getting those corporate sponsors in our community to stand alongside us to get that money out there for businesses that need the help that haven't been able to find it anywhere else.
Go ahead, Mayor.
Well, you know, obviously the city, through its Economic Development Fund, has played a large role in this. And our Economic Development Fund was built by the City Council and a lot of work that it's done over the years in buying property and selling property so that we can see downtown take off. So what the City Council has done is taken funds both from that and from our utility system and put it back into the community. So the results and the successes for the last 30 years, thanks to a lot of great people, have put us in a position where we can turn around and help those who really need help during this strange time. But what's really put us over the top, I think, as a community, is seeing great corporate partners like Comporium, York County Natural Gas, and Springs Creative step up and want to be a part of this as well. You know, I don't know where Rock Hill, especially downtown Rock Hill near the fountain, would be without the Barnes family and Comporium Communications, and then with the gas company. You know, they're one of the biggest gas companies in the country, which I didn't know till just recently, last fall. And to see them step up like this, as they have with Miracle Park and so many others in our community, has been really, it's been really neat to see under Jimmy Sprouse's leadership and his board. And then also Derek Close and Springs Creative. You can always count on Derek to help the people of Rock Hill and York County out. And once again, he stepped up to help as he could in making Rock Hill Unite something special.
So this loan program, we got to underscore it's loan. This is not a grant. This, how does this work? I mean,
so
we make an application. I've got this problem.
Right. So everything is pretty much online because, you know, a lot of folks aren't out and about yet. So you make the application online. That's going to go to our partner financial institution, Community Works. And then they're going to reach out and call you back and let you know what additional information you're going to need. Because the initial application asks for sort of your basic business structure, some initial financial information, just so that they can get sort of a snapshot of you, your business, how you were doing pre-pandemic, so that they can help evaluate what the loan's going to look like. And that's where a lot of the pending applications that we're working on, they're working through getting all of that information.
And Community Works is who? What is that?
So Community Works is a community development financial institution, which is a fancy word for a bank that works specifically with low to moderate income and small businesses. And so we actually put out an RFQ back in April, I believe, to find a partner financial institution. And they responded. And one of the reasons that Community Works was at the top of the list was because, in addition to just servicing the loan for us, taking the applications and cutting the money, they also provide coaching to all of the small businesses that are going through there. So this becomes a one-on-one relationship, getting them not just through the application process, but through the term of the loan process to make sure that these businesses stay successful.
So you've got a pool that is how big now for this loan program?
For the loan program, our pool is $625,000. We got some real money in that pot, and we need people to come borrow that money and make sure that they're keeping people employed, make sure they're buying the equipment they need to keep going. You know, we've limited the amount someone can apply for to $10,000, and we've gotten, what, about 16 businesses show up. We've got more money to loan, and we want to loan that money because we want our community to pick itself up and continue moving forward.
Now, you picked the number of $10,000 as a cap. What's the magic of that? Why not $25,000?
Well, we just didn't know, to be quite honest. You know, you cannot get this loan as it is now if you're getting PPP funds or other funds from the federal government. And, of course, bigger businesses have that availability or have had that availability. What we sort of were hoping when we were looking at this is, how about our caterers here in our community, our hair salons, our barbers, those that employ one or two, you know, our daycare centers that employ not too many people but enough to where $10,000 could cover a mortgage payment or, better yet, a rental payment, so that not only does it help the operator of the business, but the landlord gets paid what he or she is due for rent that may be behind. So it has a cascading effect on the amount of people it can help in our community.
So we got $625,000 that's in place.
Yes, sir.
And we have a unique problem that we don't have enough people putting in requests for it.
Well, we got to get the word out better than we have.
Okay.
No question.
So to date, Jennifer, you brought some stats here. You've had how many people on this commercial loan program? You've had 16 people?
I've had 16 applicants. I actually just spoke with Community Works. Two of them are ineligible because they weren't actually City of Rock Hill businesses. They clicked the wrong button.
Okay.
So it's really 14 eligible applicants.
Right. 14, and we've only approved $7,000 so far?
We've got one approved for sure. They think probably four we're going to get approved, hopefully this week, getting the rest of the documentation. And then several of them have got their applications in, but for whatever reason are not currently responding to calls or emails to follow up with them. And so we and Community Works are doing our best to work through that, because we really do want to help these businesses. And I understand we're all busy, and so sometimes things like this fall to the bottom of the to-do list, and that's why it's our job to keep following up with them.
Well, if you made an application for money and somebody calls with some questions, you ought to call back.
Yeah.
It's a fundamental business, right? So what are the terms of this? I mean, if you give me the $10,000, mm-hmm. if I get approved, how do I pay it back? How's that worked out?
So it's a two-year term maximum. The interest rate is set at 2%. All payments are deferred until September 1st. So if you got your loan right now, the earliest you'd have to make a payment is in September. And then they would be just structured as monthly low payments, just on that balance plus the interest. There's no prepayment penalty or anything. So if we're good to go in 2021 and business picks back up, anyone can certainly pay it off sooner than that.
And that's something. And I'm sure this has got a very reasonable interest rate.
2%.
2%.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Yes.
So America, meaning Rock Hill, if you're in business and you're looking for some cash to help you get over the hump, this is it. So what's the website they go to get
this
started?
cityofrockhill.com/unite. And that's where all of these programs are. So for the commercial loan program, there's a tab on there that will say commercial loan program, and it links you straight to the loan application that is all fillable online.
And Manny, I got to say, if we get a rush of businesses that apply and are eligible and start taking us down, I'll go raise more money. I mean, this isn't a question of can we go do more than what we've got set aside. Right. We'll go do more. We just need people to come borrow that money and keep others employed.
I mean, I mean, this is very unique that we have the money, but we don't have the phone ringing or the applications being filed. So, again, cityofrockhill.com/unite. That gets you to the application process. And whatever the need that has come about in your business as a result of what we're going through, this is a way to address it with some very cheap money that, yes, you have to repay it. It's not a grant. But still, if somebody's offering you this money at 2%, and my guess is this community, what's it called?
Community Works.
Community Works has been instructed, look, we want to give this money out. it could be a variety of reasons. This is not a bank criteria. This is a community criteria.
Exactly. Yep. And that's where, you know, all of the ones that are pending, it's not because of issues per se. It's really just making sure that all of the appropriate boxes are checked so
right.
that we can show we've done our due diligence as we have to report to City Council where their money went, how it was spent, and who it was given to.
Right. Okay. With all that being said, we're going to go take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. Dr. Scott Oliver always comes here to lead us in the chant. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attack, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Need extra cash? Relax. Founders has personal loans for all needs. Whether you're knocking off items from your quarantine home renovation list or consolidating existing debt, there's a loan for you. Our flexible loan options offer low rates to give you the confidence you need. Visit Relax, joinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We have Mayor John Geddes from the City of Rock Hill, Jennifer Wilford, who directs the Housing and Neighborhood Services Department. And we're talking about a wonderful program that was created here about a month or so ago called Rock Hill United. It's basically a local relief fund to individuals and businesses who have been crunched as a result of what we're all going through called the pandemic. All right, we're going to tell you once again, and we will before the show ends again, that the website, if you're in business and you could use some help, cityofrockhill.com/unite, and that gets an application in front of you that you need to fill out, and the rest will be taken care of by Community Works and Jennifer's department, and you could get yourself a very low interest, like 2%, $10,000 loan, up to $10,000 it could use for whatever, payroll, utility bills, mortgage payments, whatever you've got that's stressing you out right now because there's no business walking through the front door. That's what this is all about. All right, so Jennifer, there's another part of this, which is helping out the individuals. Talk to me about what you've seen so far.
I would say we've seen a lot of the same thing, which is that a lot of people aren't hearing about the program. Though we've done our best, we've tried to our best to put the word out every way we know how, but we're not hearing from a lot of people until their utilities have been disconnected. So I would say my message with regards to the residential utility assistance is reach out and ask us for help. This really is no strings attached. There is no agenda behind this. This really is funding that is allocated to assist people. We, the city, understand how hard this has been. Disconnections were paused basically until last month, and they're back underway, and we understand that people are behind, and that's why these funds have been set up. If you make below certain income thresholds, we will funnel you into a different program that will still help you. It's just going to help in a different way because we've got additional financial resources we're trying to leverage through all of this. But bottom line, don't wait. Don't wait till your power's almost cut off. Don't wait until you get the disconnect phone call. Go to our website. Fill out the application. Again, it's online. We did our best to simplify it as much as possible. It's about five lines. Five lines. It's your name, your address, your family household size, your family income, you know, certification that you've been impacted by COVID-19. Our staff is working our hardest to get those turned around and input into our system within 24 hours. And once we reviewed for initial eligibility, even all of these ones that are sort of in between being determined eligible and being approved, once you're on our being reviewed list, you won't be subject for disconnection while we're working you through that process. So my message would be, please reach out to us. We are here to help, but we can only help if we hear from you.
And Jennifer, isn't it true that 100% of the applications you've received, people have received benefits as a result of it, correct?
Yeah, the only ones that's not true for are we've had some applicants that aren't quite past due yet, so they're trying to get ahead of the problem, and the program was set up to help people that are past due. So if you're not past due, we can't help at this moment in time. But anyone that's past due that has been applying through this, we've been able to get into one of four different programs that we're administering.
Now, is this a grant or is this a loan?
This is a grant.
This is a grant?
Yes.
And Manning, this is a grant for residences as well as commercial utility assistance. So this isn't just people that are behind, but businesses that are behind as a result of COVID on their utility bills also have a pot of money that they can seek a grant from.
All right. So this pot of money, we have $625 for the loan program to businesses. The pot for residential and commercial is?
So the pot for residential is $250,000, right. And the pot for commercial utility is also $250,000.
Okay. So we got $500,000 out there to help people with utility bills. And so far, we've only given out about $20,000?
Correct. I will asterisk that and say that for the families that are below that income threshold, I brought what we've funneled into our other programs, and we have provided $42,000 in assistance. So in total, we're still at a little over $60,000 when we've got significantly more resources.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I never thought we'd be sitting here talking about this.
Well, you know, you stop and you think about the city of Rock Hill buying an interest in a Catawba nuclear reactor 37 years ago through PMPA and the difficulty the city has had over time, first borrowing with PMPA to rebuild downtown, and then getting to a point now where not only does the city council cut electric rates in this year's budget, which is the first time that's ever happened, electric rates have ever been cut, but also to use some of the investment that we can on that to turn around and put back in to help our individuals and our businesses weather this storm. I think it's a real statement as to our city council understanding what we need to be doing and how we need to be reaching out to our folks.
And I tell you, I can sit here and remember the tumultuous years when all that was called into question.
Yeah.
And here it is bearing the fruits of exactly what we wanted to do, which was to control the rates and control how the dollars were coming in and going out. That's great. Good for you. All right. So we do the same thing. Rock Hill.
CityRockHill.com/unite. Again, there's going to be four boxes. And so it's residential utility assistance, commercial utility assistance, commercial loan program, and then there's the community development block grant application as well.
So as far as getting the word out so far, have you used your utility bills and stuffers and all that, and we still haven't gotten
And on utility bills, of course, we see that it's delinquent. So we'll call, the city staff will call and say, hey, you may be able to get some more benefit here. So, you know, thankfully, the people of Rock Hill have weathered this financial storm a lot better than we thought to date. And so the delinquencies aren't as high as we were scared they may be back in March or April.
Right. Yeah.
So there's a lot of great reasons why we're not able to give all this money out at this time. But it is there for those that are behind.
So it's there. What's the old adage? You can lead a horse to water, but can't make him drink.
Right.
We want you to do this, and it's a very simple program. Basically, what you've amassed here is about $1.1 million.
We're not yet done yet.
Yeah, we're not done yet. And if the demand is there, we can get some more.
Well, there's another loan program with another $350,000.
With the CDBG funding.
Oh, yeah.
So, and we've got our applications in. So far, we've got $210,000 in applications. So here's another instance where we have more money to give away than we've had takers to give it to. Like I said, with the commercial loans, I understand with all of these agencies, it's probably just not moving to the top of the to-do list. So we'll be looking at making recommendations as to whether we reopen the application or how that goes. But we basically created three subcategories, which was food assistance, housing assistance, and child care assistance. And so we've received applications totaling $115,000 to assist with food, $75,000 to assist with housing, and $20,000 to assist with child care. Again, allocated to various nonprofit agencies throughout the city.
So that total pot for this program
is $309,000. Now, that is federal money. So with everything else, like I've been saying, there's really not strings attached. This is a little different. It is HUD money. There are some strings attached. But we have an amazing staff between the Grants Division and H&S that's here to walk the agencies through the process and understand what can and can't be done with those funds.
So am I reading this right? We've only had four, maybe seven total applications for this dollars?
Eight applicants came through.
From the nonprofit world.
Mm-hmm. And so we sent that through the Catawba Area Coalition, and also the United Way did some posting for us to get the word out. There was only a two-week turnaround for applications, and the reason for that is a lot of HUD jargon, but we've got to get our plans into HUD for them to approve it so we can actually spend the money. So we were under kind of a ticking clock. But we simplified the application as much as we could to try and make that feasible.
So there's still an opportunity on this program?
We are going to meet this week about possibly reopening.
But that's a HUD call?
No, that's a city call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Whew. Well, I tell you what, you talk about a city responding to the needs of its constituents. Here it is. I mean, now you're talking real money, $1.5 million.
And let's not forget, it's not just the city. It's Springs Creative, York County Natural
Comporium.
Gas Authority, and Comporium.
Yep.
I mean, these folks are really getting, you know, stuff out into the community to help. And people need this help. You know, this CDBG fund, that money will go to an entity that may do child care. Like a local YMCA or some other organization that does things after school, you know, they need to come apply for some of these funds once we can get this squared away.
Sure.
Other organizations that actually are on the front line, so to speak, are coming. Should come to the city and apply so that we can get them the funding to continue to do what they do.
Well, Mayor, thank you for all that you do. Jennifer, thank you for what you do. Thanks for being here. And again, the website, cityofrockhill.com/unite. It could really help you out, whether you are a residential or a commercial person who's got issues right now with all the aftermath of the pandemic. That'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. Anybody who's anybody knows how it's done. At the count of three, one, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Dark.
Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.